We're in the bottom of Samach Zayin Amud Beis, and the Gemara had, we're in the middle of a story. The story was that they didn't have any hot water for the Bris Milah, so Abaya said, so they told Rabbah, don't worry about it, go get it from my chatzar. So Abaya said, yeah, but there's no Erev. Don't worry about it, it's not a problem. So Abaya had a problem with that, right? Now we're up to what the problem was. So what was the problem with that? So Amalei, or the second to bottom line, Labasar Hachi, after the Bris Milah was over, Amalei, so they told him, my bais li tuzve lamar. What was the question that you had? What was so difficult? How come you had a problem with it? So Amalei, the Tanya, because we have a brisa that says, Hazah Shavus. Hazah, for somebody who is Tamei Nis, and he wants to get a kapara, and he wants to, he needs to have the sprinkling of the para aduma, that cannot be done on Shabbos. It's a Shavuos, it's an Isidor derabanan to have that sprinkling on Shabbos. Why is it Isidor derabanan? Why not? So the Gemara says in Psachim, because we're scared there's going to be some carrying involved. Maybe they'll carry it somehow, so because of that, they don't want to do it on Shabbos. Rashi and the Rambam also both say, like in a few blot later over there in Psachim, that the reason why they can't have it is because it's like tikkun gavra. Right, it's like same thing. Why you can't be tovel kalim on Shabbos? Why you can't be mafresh trum on Shabbos? Because it looks like you're fixing something. Before it was that, and now it's a whole new thing. Before a guy was tamei, and now he's tahar. So the tzlach says, what do you need? Why did Rashi come up with another reason? What's wrong with the Gemara's reason? So the tzlach says because that the context of that Gemara was only when Pesach was erev Shabbos, was Pesach was on Shabbos, erev Pesach was on Shabbos. Then there was a real fear that they would carry it. But if it was a stam of Shabbos during the year, nobody would ever make that mistake. So Rashi comes along and says, there's another reason, and the reason is because it's tikkun gavra. So then there's a whole machlokas whether or not the third, right, it's on the sprinkling is on the third day and the seventh day. So what about the third day sprinkling? Is that also a problem on Shabbos? Seventh day, certainly, because that's the final step in becoming tahar. What about on the third day? So that already is a machlokas. Some say even the third day is a problem because it still brings the guy closer. It still brings him closer to becoming a changed person. Others say, no, the third day wouldn't be a problem because it doesn't do anything, really. Really, you need the seventh day. So that's a whole discussion. Anyway, regardless, it's all asa derabanan. And, v'amir l'nachri shavus. Telling a guy to do something that you can't do on Shabbos is also asa midrabanan. It's also a problem. Mahaza'a shavus. Just like sprinkling of the paraduma is asa midrabanan. The ain't a docha es haShabbos. It's not docha Shabbos. The guy, if the seventh day falls out on Shabbos, he's gonna have to wait till Sunday. So too, amir l'nachri shavus, telling a guy to do something that you can't do is aser midrabanan. The ain't a docha es haShabbos, and it should not be docha the Shabbos. So how on earth could Rabba tell them go get involved? Can't do that. I'm not allowed to do that. So the next line of the Gemara is a three machlokas. So what does it mean? What did he answer him back? So he told him, "V'lo shani lach, don't you differentiate bein shavus de is bein maisa l'shavus de les bein maisa? Don't you differentiate between a drabanon that has a maisa and a drabanon that doesn't have a maisa? Don't you differentiate? What does that mean? We'll see in a minute. And the next line, some Rishonim didn't have it in here. Why? The hamarlo aralanach rizil achim." They didn't tell the guy to go heat up the water. They just told him to bring the water. They didn't tell him to heat it up. Don't you differentiate between a maisa and a not a maisa? So what does that mean? So according to the Bahag says as follows. Amir l'nachri doesn't have a maisa. Because you didn't do anything. All you did was say something. You just said, you just spoke. By the way, Mr. Nachri, please do the following for me. That's considered something that's not a maisa. And therefore, if there's a mitzvah, for a mitzvah, it's not usher. However, hazah, sprinkling, that's a maisa. Kohen goes, dips his hit, he sprinkles, that's a maisa. Therefore, even if it would be a mitzvah, it would not be usher. So Abaya, what's the problem? You're comparing Amir l'Nachri to hazah? They're not the same. One has a maisa, one doesn't have a maisa. Can't compare the two. Therefore, now, within this shita, there's a machlokas. So some say that Tosfa says that only Mila is the exception. Because Mila itself, the Torah allows you to be Docha Shabbos. So for Mila itself, telling a guy to do something regarding Mila would be acceptable. And the Baal Itur says, no, every mitzvah. Doesn't make a difference. Mila is just an example, but in a Hanami, any other mitzvah. That's something that we never heard before. That's very unusual Shita. This whole, he doesn't have that last line about the water. The Baha, he doesn't have that line, otherwise it makes no sense. Right? The Rif, which is the way we consider it, that when it says here the word Maisa, it doesn't really mean Maisa, it means Malacha. So don't you distinguish between a Malacha and not a Malacha? If it's a Malacha Doraisa, then of course you can't tell a guy. But if it's a Malacha Darabanan, then you can. So the Bris Mila issue was only a Malacha Darabanan. Right? It was only a Malacha Darabanan. It was violating Eruv. That's okay for a mitzvah, certainly. And then the Raja has a very unusual shita. He says that the issue is not Doraisa or Darabanan. The issue is whether it's a maisa that's affecting the guf of the object, or something that's not affecting the guf of the object. And we had this in, basically, according to the Raj, but Mila is an exception. Mila is an exception because Mila obviously is affecting the guf of the object. It's affecting the baby. Yeah, that's an exception. That's okay. But any other time that Amir Lanachri will not affect the guf of the object, it's okay. You can tell the guy to do it. But if it will affect the guf of the object, you can't tell the guy to do it. So for example, even if it's a Doraisa, you can tell the guy to do it. For example, Hotzah doesn't affect the goof of the object. It was there, and now it's here. Right, that's one of the reasons why Hotzah is Malacha Gerua, because it doesn't change. The object, every Malacha, the object changes. Havar, I burn something, the object changes. I write, the object changes. The object is always changing. But by Hotzah, it's not changing. So even if it's a Doraisa Hotzah, or it's a Darabanan Hotzah, I can tell a guy to do it. But if it's something that affects the goof of the baby, the goof of the object, put it inside Mila, because Mila, the Torah itself allows it to be Docha, so Mila is already in a different category, then I'm allowed to do it. Then I cannot tell the guy to do it for me. That's a very unusual Shita. So the Shul, what?
Hazar was done by the Kohen in the Beis
HaMikdash. Right.
So why don't we say Inspiration
by... The people ask that question. They ask that. Because even, it's just an example. It's just an example, but even not, it wouldn't. Right, just an example of something that has a Maisa, and I don't remember exactly the answer.
Other examples you can give, though, that.
Right. Okay. So in Simon Shin Zayin, in Sif Hey, that whole Simon is talking about things you're not allowed to speak about on Shabbos, and the Mechaber says over there, Dover She'eno Malacha, something is not a Malacha, meaning Ve'eno Oser La'asoso B'Shabbos, but you're still not allowed to do it on Shabbos. For example, it's a Durabanan. Elamishum Shavuot, right? Mutter Lomele, Lumutu Yisrael Lomele, and Yehudi Lasoso B'Shabbos. You're allowed to tell a guy to do it on Shabbos. Vehu, Shiyisha Mitzas Choli, for someone who's ill. O Yetzel Tzarech Davar, Tzarech Harbe, a great need. O B'Bnei Mitzvah, or for a mitzvah. Kigon, for example, Omer Le Yisrael and Yehudi B'Shabbos. You can tell a guy on Shabbos. Lalos Le'ilon Lahavi Shofar, let's call a mitzvah Shofar. You could tell a guy to climb the tree, which only asks him at the Rabbanon, to get a shofar up there somehow. O lahavi mayim, this is our case, to bring water, derech chatzer, through the chatzer, shalo irvu lirchatz, bi bo hamitztar. To get water, to bathe somebody who has tzar, a chole. The Mr. Brewer points out that even for our case, and then it says, and then the Mechaber says, v'yesh osrin, some after that. And the Mishnah Berurah says that that's only, however, nobody asks Mila. Mila, nobody asks. Everyone agrees that Mila's okay. And then the Ramah says that it could be that there are some who hold that even by a Doraisa, it would be permitted. And the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah says, no, we don't hold like that. And then he does say something interesting. He says that if there be a Hefsid Gadol, then maybe Yesh Lismach Ala Mekilim. Maybe we could rely on the Mekilim. But as a general rule, he says you shouldn't rely on the Mekilim. He says that the Heter, that even a Doraisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, that's only a Dasi Chita, that's a lone Shita, because the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam and old Kama Gedolei Achoron and Cholkin Aleha. And then he says, and then he continues more about that. So that's the discussion about this case. Fine. So, Amalei Rabba Bar Chanan Labaya Mova De Isbei Shrei Gavri Rabba Bi Karabanan. This Mava that has two great people like you, Abaya, you and Rabba, live in this Mavoi, and Lo Lehevi Bei Lo Eruv Lo Shituf, and it didn't have in there not an Eruv and not a Shituf. I don't understand. What's going on here? So you see from that line that that Erev is something that's a good thing, right? That's what we had before. That Chassam Sofer said that it's such a wonderful thing to have an Erev, and the Mechaber has it in one line. He says mitzvah lachzar achar Erev chaseros. It's a mitzvah to go make yourself an Erev chaser. One line, and the Mishnah Berurah says why. There's also one line. Kedei shelo yovalo tiltul be'iser. Shouldn't have to carry be'iser. Got that in one line. So why didn't Abaya and why didn't you have an Erev there? Why did you have an Erev there? So Amalei, my nevid, how are we going to have an Erev? Mar lav orche. Rabbah, Rashi holds this means it's beneath his dignity. He's the Rosh Hashiva. He's going to go knock on doors and ask for pieces of bread to make an Erev. That's not proper. And Ana and me... To rid the bigger sight in who? I am busy learning. I don't have time for this. And in who? And the rest of the mavoi, the rest of the chatzar, lo mashkeche. They couldn't care less. They don't care. So how's it going to happen? So I saw a question. Let's left with a tzarech iyun. We had this on Tuesday night shir. The Rambam holds, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way, that when it comes to the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos, getting ready for Shabbos. The Rambam says in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, "Afal pishay adam chashuv biyoser." Even if you're a big adam chashuv, the ain darko ligech devar min ashuk. You know, we don't go to the grocery store. Right? Moshe Feinstein probably never went. Gedolim don't go to grocery stores. V'lo lizasik v'molechet shemabayis. They don't vacuum and all that stuff on a regular basis. Chayiv lasos devarim shehein tzarich Shabbos begufo. For covered Shabbos, getting ready for Shabbos, you do it yourself. Shazehu kvodo. That is the kavod. And it's kvodo. Could be the kavod of the person. Right, there's a diak there. It's the kavod of the person. I'm not a kavod for Shabbos. It's a kavod for you. You should be involved in getting ready for Shabbos. And the Gemara said that's why these Amorayim, they would salt the meat and they would get ready for Shabbos. They would do it themselves. That's the kavod for Shabbos. So what's going on here with Rabbi and Abaya? Why couldn't they do it? They leave it to Tzarech Iyun. Why not? Certainly a covered Shabbos. So the Bir Halacha over there has a question that he quotes from the Chavos Yair. There's a concept of a Talmid Chacham not doing something in lefi kvodo, right? So for example, there's a mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. But let's say my penny fell down the sewer. So I'm not going to send Moshe Feinstein down the sewer because it's not lefi kvodo. The mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. So there's a balance. So the Bir Halacha says, what's the balance? The balance is, if it's recognizable, that they're doing it for a mitzvah. That's obviously appropriate. So if they're knocking on the door, listen, we want to make an Eruv. It's for a mitzvah. They leave it with Tzarech Iyun. Like, what's going on here?
Well, that's exactly the point. Just the Abaya didn't care, not everybody else didn't care.
What? No, they cared. Abaya would have loved to have it. He's too busy learning. So the Rambam says, you have to give up your learning. You have to stop and get ready for Shabbos by yourself. In an active way. You don't delegate it to others. That's what the Gemara says in Kedushin. Mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. It's a better mitzvah for you to do it than to have someone else do it. That only applies two places in the whole Shas. Shabbos and by getting married. Right? Rather do it yourself than send somebody else to do it. That makes the question stronger.
Right?
Right? If you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, then you should do it. So it leaves the Petar Chiyin. Anyway, so they asked Abaya. So Abaya said as follows: Rabba doesn't have the Rabba's not covered for Rabba. I don't have the time; I'm too busy learning. V'i akni lahu pisa besala, and if I would take bread and I would be makna it for everybody else in the chatzar, which I could do that. In other words, I don't have to. Rashi says all I have to do is say words. I'm going to be zoche everybody a share of the bread. I could do that. Then. But there's a problem with that. Therefore, I could do that. I have a loaf of bread. So I could say, Mr. A, a portion belongs to him. And Mr. B, a portion belongs to him. And with that legal fiction, I can get everybody's Erev. I can get everybody to make an Erev. I could do that. Kivun de'iboyla minoy. However, there's a problem with that. When everyone hears that all of a sudden I went ahead and I was makna for them a portion of the bread, they're going to come to collect it. They're going to want their bread. The boy lahu minay vo efshul yasvi nilaihu. I will not be able to give it to them. Rashi explains that Abaya wasn't a wealthy man; he couldn't afford to do that every week. And the week they're going to come, where's my bread? He couldn't afford to do that. Therefore, batel shittuf, the entire shittuf will become batel. So because obviously it becomes batel when there's nothing there. So therefore, Abaye couldn't do that.
It's also interesting, Abaye went to other towns.
Yeah.
To make an eruv for his own.
Right, he was a shliach who always went and fixed up other problems. D'tanya, because we learned, echad b'bnei mavoi shebikish yayin v'shemen. If the b'nei mavoi come and say, where's my wine, where's my shemen? V'lo nas nulo, and they don't want to give it to him. They don't give it to him. Batel ha-shittuf. The shittuf becomes batel. Right? So they have another suggestion. V'niknu luhu mar riviyasa dechala bechavita. Why don't you take a barrel, take a huge barrel of vinegar, and leave it in the chatzar, and be makneh one reviyas for the shittuf, and then nobody really wants vinegar. So Rashi explains, and even if they do, you have so much in there, that over the course of the year, vinegar is very, very cheap, over the course of the year, you'll certainly be able to designate the portion of one reviyas in that barrel for the Eruv. Why don't you do that? So he says, I can't do that. Tanya ain't mishtatfin ba'otzer. I can't be mishtatef. You're not allowed to be mishtatef with storage. Stuff that you don't use on a regular basis. That can't be part of the shittuf. So I'm going to take a barrel of vinegar, we're going to leave it there for a year. You can't do that. So they said, wait a minute. V'hatanya mishtatfin. But we have a braisa that says you can be mishtatef. So Amar of Oshia, lo kasha. That's not a kasha. Ha beis Shammai, ha beis Hillel. One's beis Shammai and one's beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says you cannot, and beis Hillel says you can. So we're going to have a question in a minute how Abaye can hold beis Shammai. Ditnan, because you have a mission that says as follows. Hameis babayis. If somebody dies, unfortunately a person dies in a house. V'lo psachim harbe. And there are many entrances out of that room, out of the house. So we know that if all the doors are closed, everything in the house becomes tameh, tumas ohel. Right? There's a mace in the house, everything in the room becomes tameh. Now let's say there are five entrances, and Rashi explains, the kalim that we're talking about in this case are not in the room per se, but they're really under the door frame. They're under the, like a little, under the mashkof, this little area, and if the door would be open, it would be considered outside. It would be considered outside the room, and it wouldn't become tameh. However, all the doors right now are closed, and we don't know which door the mace is going out of. The door that the mace is going out of, everything under that door will certainly become tameh. The mace is going to pass directly over it. What about all the other doors? We don't know. So, hameis, babayis, v'lo psachim harbi, there are many doors, kulan tameyin, all of them become tameh. All the kalim under all these doors become tameh. Why? Because it could be the mace will leave from any one of them. Now, niftach echad mehen, when you open up one of the doors to actually remove the mace, hu tamei, that door, anything in that doorway will become tamei, v'kulam tahorin, and the rest are going to become tar. Chishev lahotzio be'echad mehen, if you thought to yourself, well, I'm going to use that door, we always use that door. If you think I'm going to use one of the doors, or b'chalon sheyesh bo arba al abba, or a window that has 4x4, which has the same din as a door, so you think to yourself, that's the one I'm designating to remove the mace. Matzil al kol apsachim kulan. It saves all the others. Why? Because your das is enough to designate one of the doors and to save all the rest. Beishamai omrim. Beishamai says, v'hu shechishev ad shelo yomot hamace. That's only going to work if the mace didn't die yet. If the person didn't die yet. As long as the person is still alive, then you can designate your door. Once the person dies, it's too late.
What's the difference?
We're going to see in a minute. Right now, according to Rashi, the issue is Breira. The issue is Breira. Can I retroactively designate which door I'm going to use? And Beis Shammai says no. That's what Rashi says. Ubeis Hillel Omrim. Beis Hillel says, no! Af Mishayamas Hames. Even once the person dies, you can even designate it then. Why? Because Beis Hillel holds Yesh Breira. So what does that have to do with our case? So according to Abaye didn't want to do the option. Even if you hold, he didn't hold about the issue of using a storage. Why? Because he didn't hold of Breira. Therefore, he couldn't say, you know what, I'm going to keep a barrel of the chatzar. And when people want to come take, I'll let them come take, and I'll retroactively designate one revi if that's going to become the Eruv. Right? He didn't want to do that. Because he didn't hold like that. Right? So therefore, that's why he wouldn't want to designate a barrel. So anyone have a problem with all that? He's holding like Bishamai. He's holding like Bishamai. Tosfos says to Tanya, Vim Tomer, Abayaki Bishamai? Abaya holds like Bishamai? So Tosfos says, no. Abaya held, you have from other Gemaras, Abaya held Ein Brera. This Gemara has nothing to do with that, according to Abaya. This machlokas of Beis Hillel and Bishamai is a whole separate, not unrelated, about Tuma, if Tuma can be Lamafreya. Nothing to do with Brera. Just, he says in the bottom line over there, that Latiris, Apsachim, Mikan Lahaba. Retroactive tuma, future tuma. It's a whole case. It's all machlokas about tuma. It has nothing to do. So why is that? Why is it here? I don't know. It has nothing to do with tuma. It has nothing to do. I'm sorry, with brera. So Abaya can hold that there is no brera and not have to hold like Bishamai. Abaya, we have. Tosfos says that we know anyway that Abaya didn't hold from brera. Abaya wasn't interested in brera. That's why he couldn't designate the barrel. This machlokas b'shil b'shamai has nothing to do with brera. Has to do with issues of tuma. Okay.
What's
he doing? He says, he didn't hold from that whole distinction. He ignored it, right? Raboshi is the next Tosfos has a discussion if Raboshi here is a Tana or an Amora. But assuming he's an Amora, I didn't have to hold from that. You brought me up a whole case of, brought me up a whole discussion for Behil and Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, but I think that has nothing to do with Brera. Okay. Hahu Yanuka, there was once a child. The ishtape chamime, the hot water spilled. So there's no hot water. So Amalahu Rava said, Nishai le'ime, let's go ask his mother, I tzricha nachem le, if the mother needs hot water. If the mother needs hot water, then nachri agav ime. Then what we'll do is we're going to warm up the water for the mother. So Rashi says, because we're in the stage now after childbirth where we won't do something midaraisa for her by ourselves. She's not anymore in a case of sakana, but she's still a little bit of a sakana. So if she needs it, we'll ask the guy to do it. That we would do. And once we're doing that, we'll warm up more for the baby. So it's obviously after the mila, but it's obviously not the day after the mila, because then the mother's still considered, or maybe the mother's no longer in the case. So we're talking about a situation where the mother's not sakana, we'll violate by ourselves. Neither is the baby, but if we're doing it for the mother, then we'll do it for the baby as well.
But it says 8 days having done this before after the mila.
What?
It says 8 days over.
Rashi says it was after the mila because. No, not only that. If it was in 7 days, I think that the mother you could violate directly. You could tell the mother, so go warm it up yourself, or we'll warm it up for you, because she's considered a chol sheyesh bo sakana. Rashi says that the Karmelon Chaya Achar Shiva Afilu Amr Tzrichan Ani, even if she says I need it, I don't feel well. Ein Mechalin Alel Es Hashabbos Avol Olsin La Ayi Day Aramoy. We do it through a guy. So it could be day 8, right? And so always then it could be before the mila. But then the baby would. Then the baby.
If it's after the mila, then even the Jew can warm it up. Then it's sakana.
No, what if it's 14 days after the mila? And it's within 30 days of the childbirth, so she still could be in that state for 30 days. I think it's for 30 days. Times of the Gemara anyway. It's nothing to do with Mila. It's nothing to do with Mila. It's nothing to do with Mila. What? No, it's nothing to do with Mila. Just it happens to be that right. So Amalei. No, it's. I'm sorry. It's definitely connected to Mila. It's definitely connected to Mila. The question is, we're not going to do it directly. It could be. It must be. It's after the Mila. Because if it's before the Mila, why do you need to do this trick?
You only need the hot water once
The
meal is done.
No,
they used hot water before also.
The case before. You had it, you spilled the water before the meal.
That's right. So it was before the meal. Because before the meal,
then you can postpone the meal. Okay.
Right,
then you can postpone it. Okay. So they did this. So Amalei Rav Meshar Shila Rava, but Ime Ka'achli Tamari. What do you mean? The mother doesn't need it. She's eating dates. Rashi says dates are cold. So she's already eating cold food. She's healthy. So Amalei, Eimar Tun v'Ba'amahu Denagat La. No, she's been seized by some crazy something, meaning she's crazy. She doesn't even realize what she's doing. And that's not an indication that she's not, that she doesn't need hot water.
Okay.
Right. Rashi calls it Ishdrun Dishin. Anyone know what that is? Blaz. Some kind of seizure, and therefore she's, what? Hahu Yinuka, there was once a baby, the Ishtapa Chamime, that the hot water spilled out. So Amaluhu Rava, so Rava said as follows. Pinuli mani mi begavri lebe nashi. Take all my stuff out of the men's quarters and move it to the ladies' quarters. So there's a picture of it I think there's a picture of it in the picture book. There's a picture of it in the article. There's a picture of it in the Gemara, actually, in Rashi. So you see that the begavri was the area next to the entranceway of the chatzar. The benashi were behind that. Rashi says it was fitznius. The women's quarters were behind the men's quarters. They were further away from the chatzar. They were further away from the doorway, right? They were more secluded area. So Rava says as follows. The baby's in the other chatzar. The baby needs hot water. I'm here. So take all my stuff and move it to the back. Then I'm going to be, then v'osiv chatzam, put it over there. V'ivatal luhu chahai chatzam. And then I'll be mavatal my chatzar. And then they can come get the water and bring it to the baby. So why do you have to move all the stuff out? So Rashi explains, because he didn't want to forget and carry out. Because if he would do that, he'd be mavatal the whole thing. That's the only reason he did that. So he said, let's do that. So Amalei Ravina L'Rava, V'amar Shmuel said, Ein bitl rishus michatzal l'chatzar. You can't be mavatal one rishus for another rishus, which is what you're doing. For one chatzar to another chatzar. Right, listen to the Gemara's answer. Listen to the Gemara's answer. Amalei anak Rav Yochanan Svirli. I heard like Rav Yochanan. So Shabbos' brutal das was all in a sheet that Rav was explaining to Shmuel, who didn't even hold like. I hold it smut, the whole thing's okay. Within Shmuel, I was crazy machmir. Right, but I don't even hold like Shmuel. I hold like Rav Yochanan. So the Amar who said yesh brutal michatzel lachatzer. You can certainly do that from one chatzer to another chatzer. So they would say, wait a minute. V'ilo savalakar mar k'shmuel, if you don't hold like Shmuel, so nesiv mar beduchte, then leave everything in your house. What do you have to move it for? Leave it where it is. V'nevata luhu lididhu, v'nevata yur rishus to them, v'nahadru inhu v'nevata lu le lamar, and let them be mevata live back to you. This can go on Shabbos. Why? To Amar Rav, because Rav, who argues on Shmuel, said, mevatlin v'chozinu mevatlin. You can go back and forth. You can even mevatel and then reacquire it. So what, you have to move all your stuff out because you're scared you're going to carry out? Leave it there. Rashi explains. It'll take an hour. Be mevatel your rishus. They'll come get the water. They'll go back and do the bris mila. Then they'll be mevatel back to you. That's all. So he said, no. Ano b'ha k'shmuel severely. No, in that respect, I hold like Shmuel. To Amar, who said, e mevatlin v'chozin mevatlin. You can't do that. So I don't hold like Shmuel about being mevatel from chatzel lechatzel. That I don't hold like him, but I do hold that he can't be mevatel chos and mevatel. So the Gemara said, doesn't make any sense. V'lav chad taimahu. It's all one reason. It's one reason. They go hand in hand. My time ain't mevatlin chos and mevatlin. Why can't you be mevatel? Then get it back in the same Shabbos. Lav mishub. Isn't it because the kivon debatle l'rishuse? Since you're mevatel your rishus the first time, it's talik le mehacha legamri. It's like as if you're not there. So you're gone. You're not even there anymore. V'havalei kiben chatzer acheres. It's as if you're part of a different chatzer entirely. The ein bitl rishus mechatzer lechatzer. And therefore you can't be mevatel your rishus to another rishus. The two answers go hand in hand. So, mar nami lo nivtal. So if that's true, you shouldn't have been mevatel in the first place. Because again, if you're holding that ein bitl lechatzer bitl, you shouldn't have been allowed to be mevatel lechatzel like Shmuel, and therefore you have no out. You have no option. So Rava says, no. Hasam hainu taima. No, they don't go. The reasons don't go hand in hand. I hold yesh bitul rishus mechatzel lechatzer. But why don't I hold of mevatlin and vechozin mevatlin? Why not? Ki heichi dilo lahavi milsa derabanan kichucha v'atlula. I don't want the rules of the rabbanan to become a joke. Rabbanan made rules about bitul. I'll be mevatel that you'll be mevatel back, and you can go on the whole day like that. Basically, the whole thing becomes a joke. Rashi says, "Schok and leitzanus." So I have integrity for the dinah of the rabbanon. I'm not going to allow this back and forth. Obviously, Rav didn't feel that was an issue, but Rav did. So Rav says they don't go hand in hand with rishus to another rishus. That's because I agree with Rabbi Yochanan that you can mevatel from one rishus to another rishus. question about being bittel chozer bittel, then the whole thing becomes a joke. That's why I don't want to do that. They don't go hand in hand. I'm very consistent.
So how many times can you go back and
forth? I believe once. Now we're gonna say gufa. We just brought up this machlokes. Now we're gonna go into it a little more. Rav Amar, Rav says, there's a reason why I think only once, I'll see you in a minute. Rav says, Mivatlin v'chozen mivatlin. You can do it. Ushmuel Amar Shmuel says, Ein mivatlin chozen mivatlin. You can't do it. So machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, Rav Ushmuel, that Rav and Shmuel, biplukta dirabanan v'beliezer kamiflagi. Let's say they argue in the machlokes of Rabbi Elezer and Rabbanan. What's that machlokes? The Rabbanan hold as follows. If you are mevatel your house, your chatzar, you're still allowed to use your house. Why? Because I also am mevatel my chatzar. I still can use my house. Right? That shows that I still maintain a certain shaykhus, a certain connection to my house, to the property. Therefore, that's going to fit in with the shita of Rav, that it can be chozer, mevatel, and chozer. Meaning, even though you mevatel it, you still have a chelik somehow, still have a connection, and you can get it back. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if you mevatel your chatzar, you lose your house too. The neighbors can come in and just take it over. Because you mevatel your chatzar. Why? They must hold that you can't get it back. So they go hand in hand, the two shitas. Right? Rav the Amar Kirabaran. Rav who says you can get it back, holds it to Rabbanan that you still maintain possession of your own house when you mevatel your chatzar. So therefore you say you can get it back. Get a shaykhus to it. And Shmuel says, Shmuel the Amar Kirabi Elazar. Shmuel holds it to Rabbi Elazar that you can't get, you lose your house too. They can throw you out of your house. You lose your house too. That's consistent with Shmuel that once you mevatel, you can't get it back. You have no connection anymore. It's like you're gone. Right?
But then they would both hold
why? It could be. Not necessarily, it could be true. It could be true. I don't know what Rav would say in that issue. I think someone might say that. They must both hold like that. Right. So Amalak Rav. Rav says, not necessarily. I can even hold like Rabbi Eliezer. That what? That you lose your house too. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Eliezer hasam. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say that? Hamavatel Rishus Chatzero. Mevatel Rishus Chatzero, Rishus Bitzel Bitzel. Why did he say that if you mevatel your house, your chatzar, you also lose your house? Misham, the bebayis below chatzar lo diary inchi. Because people don't live in a house without a chatzar. So when he was mevatel his chatzar, mistama, it must be he was also mevatel his house. Who's going to live in a house without a chatzar, without access, in and out? No one's going to do that. Right? So that must be that's the case. Abul idinis taluke, mi amar. But who said you like in another chatzar, like Shmuel wanted to say? Who said that? That's not true. It's true. You lose your chatzar because mistama, you lose your house because mistama, you did both. Because nobody lives in a house without a chatzar. But to say that you consider like you're a member of another chatzar and you can't be revived from one chatzar to another, who said that? The Ushmuel, and Shmuel could say, Anad Amri afilu kirabanan. I can even hold it to Rabbanan. Who say what? That you don't lose your house. Ad kan lo kam Rabbanan hasam. Why did the Rabbanan say over there that you don't lose your house? Elamai. Elamai de bottle, for the low bottle, low bottle. What did you nullify? I only nullified the chatzar. So I keep my house. Making me crazy. There's only, all I nullified was that. So I keep my chatzar I lose, my house I keep. Aval, my de bottle, but what you were mevatel, meaning your chatzar, which affects other people, what you were mevatel, bia istat lagamri. You lose that totally. Totally gone. And therefore, he would hold the aim of atal rishus mechatzal lechatzer and any chozer mevatlin, and he could still hold like the rabbanah that you get to keep your house. Not necessarily; they don't necessarily go hand in hand. Now, Amar Vacha Bar Chana, Amar of Sheshes, Vacha Bar Chana said in the name of Sheshes, Kitanoi. Let's say that this machlokas of Rav and Shmuel is rooted in a different machlokas tanoim. We tried a different machlokas tanoim; it didn't work. The rabbanah now we're going to say a different machlokas tanoim. What's that? Misha Nasan Rishuso. If somebody is mevatel his rishus, this uses the lashon of misha nathan. Somebody give it means he's mevatel his rishus. Then v'hotzi, he carries out from his house into the chatzar. The chatzar doesn't belong to him anymore.
Is that the same as bittel also?
Yeah, same as bittel. Yeah, he was mevatel. V'hotzi, he carries out. So bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, even if he carries out by accident, forgot, or b'meiz, it doesn't make a difference, or the chiddush is even b'shogeg, then oser, he asers the, he undoes the bittel. Why? Because he's using the chatzar. He can't be mevatel something and then use it. So he's mevatel, he oser, meaning he asers the eruv, because he wasn't included, they forgot to include him, so he was mevatel his rishos, and then he went ahead and carried in there. So he's oser whatever they did. Why? Because he gets it back. Divrei Rav Meir, that's what Rav Meir says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. B'mezid oser, yeah, if you do that b'mezid, then yes. But b'shogeg ain't oser. If you do b'shogeg, not. So what do you see? Again, Rav who holds, bittel choser bittel, will hold like Rav Meir. That Rav Meir says what? Even b'shogeg ruins the bittel. Why? Because you can get it back. He has much more of a connection to the chatzah. You can get it back, even b'shogeg. And Rabbi Yehu and Shmuel, who holds ein bittel choser bittel, you can't get it back. He will hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds less of a connection to the property, and only if you do b'mezid can you get it back. If you do b'shogeg, you won't get it back. So you see that the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel is the same machlokas as Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So my la b'haka miflagi, the mar savar, Rabbi Meir holds mevatlin choser mevatlin. That's why even b'shogeg you're going to get it back, because he holds you have much more of a connection to the property. Umar Safar and Rabbi Huda holds ein mevatlin choser mevatlin, just like Shmuel. So Amar Rav Acha bar Tachlifa Mishmei Derava. No, that's not the same machlokas at all. The Kuli Alma, everybody holds ein mevatlin choser mevatlin. Everybody holds you can't get it back. So then, why does the mayor say that even b'shogeg you lose your property? V'hacha, and over here, what's going on? Bekanso shogeg atu mezid kamiflagi. They're arguing in whether we're going to make a rule of shogeg atu mezid, which is what Mar Sava Rameir holds kansu shogeg atu mezid. Tosfos points out that the word knas here, which means a penalty, doesn't make any sense because no matter what they're not allowed to carry, no matter what they lost their right to carry by being mevatel. So knas. Shogeg atu mezid. We're going to make a, what are we going to say? You're not allowed to carry. You're not allowed to carry anyway. So Tosfos says the word really should be gozer. We're making a gzira. Shogeg atu mezid. We don't even want you carrying b'shogeg because certainly be mezid.
Does it become gzira zera if you word it that
way? So you can say it's one big gzira. That's the answer to that one. Right, top talk, the second talk says lo shayach lekanso shogeg atu mezid. Not shayach to say shogeg atu mezid. The alma the hachalo kansi l'diday we did dibalav hachi habi aser. No matter what it's aser. Eloklomar gazru shogeg atu mezid. It's just a gzera atu shogeg atu mezid. Umar saver and Rabbi Yehuda holds lo kansu shogeg atu mezid. So the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and her mayor about violating your bittel has nothing to do with whether or not this shogeg, whether or not this bittel the chose or bittel. It's unrelated.
It doesn't make sense to make
it
clear that you can't do something
with shogeg. I know, but as Tosa said, saying the knas is even more difficult.
No, that if you did it with shogeg, then you're penalized.
What's the penalty? That you're not allowed to carry. You're not allowed to carry anyway.
That is that you undid whatever was done.
That happened anyway. So you say, what? Yeah, even according to him, even with shogeg. So what's the knas?
No, right. That is a knas. That even.
So Tos is saying, even without the knas, that happens. Knas, no matter what that happens. So Ravashi says, you know what? Rav and Shmuel beplukta the Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan kamiflagi. No, Rav and Shmuel are arguing in the previous machlokas about Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan regarding what? Regarding the issue of if you leave your house, if you mevatel your chatzer, are you also mevatel your house? Okay, that ends that discussion. A little easier now. Now, in the Mishnah, we said, "Amar Rav Gamliel, Ma'aseh B'Tzduk Yechad Shari Darimanu." Right, the Mishnah started off by saying, this Mishnah is back on Samach, long time ago. The Mishnah is back on Samach Aleph and Beis, beginning of the Perek. The Mishnah said, if you live with Goyim, or someone who's not Modeh Be'erov, which is a Zekusi, and all of a sudden, Rav Gamliel pipes up, and there was once, I lived once with a Tzaduki. Right? So the Gemara says, Tzaduki mandekar shmei. Who said anything about Tzaduki? All of a sudden, Rabbi Gamliel sticks in Tzaduki. The Tanakhama didn't mention the word Tzaduki. We're assuming now that a Tzaduki is different than a Kusi and different than a Goy. What's a Tzaduki? See you in a minute. Chesuri Mechzera, you're right. There's words missing in the Mishnah which have to be put in, otherwise the Mishnah makes no sense. What are the words? Vachi Ketani. Tzeduki Harayu Kinachri. Tzeduki is just like a guy. That's the Tanakama Shita. They're just like a guy. Verben Gamliel Omer, no. Tzeduki ain't a Kinachri. They're not like a guy. The Amr Rabban Gamliel, and Rabban Gamliel said, Maisa b'tzeduki echad, there was once a tzeduki, Shayador imanu, b'mavo b'Yerushalayim, he lived with us, the Amr Lanu Abba, and our father said, our father told us, Maharu v'hotziu et hakelim l'mavoi, quick, go bring everything out into the mavoi. Why? We had this in the Mishnah, ad shelo yotzi v'yoser, so the tzeduki won't come back, and aser, meaning, you be machzik, Rashi says, you get that chatzar by using it, so the tzeduki can come and take back the bittel that he did. V'yosar alechem. V'atanya, right, this is binichusa, this is a further proof, a b'raisa, hadar im nachri, if somebody lives with a nachri, or tzeduki, or baitusi, or tzeduki, or baitusi, very rare, what's a baitusi? We'll see in a minute what that is. Same thing as a tzeduki, l'halacha, harei elu osun alav, they aser. Now, even though there's parentheses, they have to be read because this is the punchline. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Tzeduki by Tusi Einon Aser. They don't Aser. Rabbi Gamliel is consistent. The Umayser b'Tzeduki Yecha. There was a case of a Tzeduki Shayidor in Rabbi Gamliel. The Mavi be Yerushalayim. He lived with us in the same Mavi in Yerushalayim. The Amal Lehem Rabbi Gamliel. Laban of Rabbi Gamliel told his children. Here it's different. Before it was the father. Now here it's him himself. Bini, my children, Mahari, quick. Votziu Masha Atem Motziin. Go take out what you want to take out. Bring in what you want to bring in. Before that disgusting guy, right, Toeva. Before the Toev comes, the Yasser Aleichem. And he's going to Aser what he did. Why? Because he was Mavatal the Rishus to us. So we have a chance now to be Machzik, to get control over the Mavui, over the Chatzar, before he comes back and undoes what he did. Divei Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer Belashen Acheres. He had it slightly different. What did he say? Maharu, quick, v'asu tzarchechem b'mavui, go do whatever you have to do on Friday, we said in the Mishnah, he meant on Erev Shabbos, ad shelo tashich, before it gets dark, v'yasar aleichem, and he'll certainly be asar you, he's certainly going to asar you on Shabbos, so quick, do whatever you have to do beforehand, because we're going to lose out by him.
So, Rabbi Gamliel held that you can retract the rights.
What?
So he held that you can
retract. But he's a tzeduki. So maybe he's in a little different category because he doesn't really believe in Erev. I don't know what they believe. Right? They weren't really...
No, they didn't believe in Erev because they didn't believe in rabbinic decrees.
Right.
But at the same time, they were Jews.
Right. So they were in a funny category. I don't know if he would say the same thing applies to a regular Jew. A regular God-fearing Jew, I don't know if he would say that.
Can Goy retrieve his rights?
Goy can't be Mavato. A Goy can't be Mavato. They have to buy it. So that's... Right. So, okay. So they're in a funny... So the Tanakhama said, no, they like Goyim. So Rabbi Gamliel said, no, we're not going to treat them like that. We're going to treat them like Jews. They can be Mavata, but we got to be careful because they can undo it. So it's a quasi case. So who are the Tzedukim? So it's an Avastar of Nachman. Where does it all come from that Tzedukim don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh? Where did that come from? It comes from the following. Antignish Ish Socho. He's like one of the third Mishnahs in Pirkei Avos. He said that you should be Mishamshin as Harav. Shalom al manas l'kabel pras. Don't work for Hashem on the condition not to get reward. Rabbeinu Yonah says that the girsa is different. The girsa was, serve Hashem al manas shalom l'kabel pras. It's a very high level of service. On the condition, not on the condition to get reward. On the condition not to get reward. He says that's the girsa. That's how the Mishnah should read. That's what two Talmidim of Rabbeinu of Antignus Ish Socho, name of Tzaduk and Baitus, they were Talmidim of his, they took that to mean there is no Olam Haba. There is no Olam Haba. He took that to mean that, they took that to mean that, they spread that out, they spread that around, and that's how it happened. In this week's Parsha, now, if you look at it at face value, there is no place in the Torah, we have 30 more seconds, there is no place in the Torah where it says straight out there is Olam Haba. But there is many, 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 many references. Actually, one is in this week's parasha. It says that when Yitzchak died, he was gathered among his people, and then he was buried. Look in the pasuk over there. First it says he was gathered among his people, and then it says he was buried. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim say it's an Olam Haba. It's a clear reference to Olam Haba. He went back to Avram, his father, and all the tzaddikim, and Noah, he's with them. It's a clear reference to Olam Haba. But they, Abaster of Nathan, in the fifth parak, says that they had two Talmidim, and they went off to Derech because of that one reason, and they denied Torah Shabbal Peh. They caused a lot of problems for us. They were instrumental certainly in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, they basically fell out of power. Okay. He was a Talmud. It's like the same thing. It's a Dukim and the Baitusim. They both had the same Shita, and they both went off the same Derech. They share with the Nishmas. Okay. What?
I am a flocker.